O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
If I climb up to heaven, you are there.
If I make the grave my bed, you are there also. Yesterday I was crucified with Christ. Today I am glorified with him. Yesterday I was dead with Christ. Today I am sharing in his resurrection. Yesterday I was buried with him. Today I am waking with him from the sleep of death.
Psalm 30.
You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead.
I will exalt you, O Lord, because you have raised me up and have not let my foes triumph over me.
O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you have healed me.
You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. You restored me to life from among those that go down to the pit.
Sing to the Lord, you servants of his.
Give thanks to his holy name. For his wrath endures but the twinkling of an eye, his favour for a lifetime. Heaviness may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
In my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. You, Lord of your goodness, have made my hills so strong.
Then you hid your face from me, and I was utterly dismayed.
To you, O Lord, I cried. To the Lord I made my supplication.
What profit is there in my blood if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you or declare your faithfulness?
Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. O Lord, be my helper.
You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness.
Therefore my heart sings to you without ceasing. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead.
Let us pray. Lord, you hide your face when we trust in ourselves. Strip us of false security and reclothe us in your praise, that we may know you as the one who raises us from death, as you raised your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
A reading from the prophet Zephaniah. Sing aloud, O daughter Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing as on a day of festival. I will remove disaster from you, so that you will not bear reproach for it."
Blessed are the peacemakers,
for they will be called children of God.
Let us pray to the Lord, who is our refuge and stronghold. For the health of our nation and of every nation, that all who are fearful and anxious may know freedom from worry. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the healing of the sick, that they may be delivered from their affliction, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those who heal and those who govern, that grace and inspiration will guide them, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those who desire healing of mind, that in this time of anxiety and uncertainty, they may know comfort, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Let us pray. Christ, yesterday and today, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, all time belongs to you and all ages. To you be glory and power through every age and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May the risen Christ give us his peace.
Alleluia. Amen.